IFPI News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's suggestion that he's going to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine with Russian President Vladimir Putin is being received with skepticism in Europe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
To make a deal without us or without Europe is not a good idea, and I hope that President Trump doesn't have this idea. I count on it very much.
Sagar Magani reports Vice President J.D. Vance lectured European officials on free speech and migration.
At the Munich Security Conference, Vance said elected officials are stifling basic freedoms if they don't like what they hear, and warns they risk losing public support if that doesn't change.
If you're running in fear of your own voters, there is nothing America can do for you.
Vance also cited illegal migration as perhaps Europe's most pressing challenge, citing an attack in Munich yesterday where the suspect's an Afghan man who arrived as an asylum seeker.
No voter on this continent went to the ballot box to open the floodgates to millions of unvetted immigrants.
Vance made just passing mention of the Russia-Ukraine war amid European uncertainty over the Trump administration's foreign policy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two federal judges have put on hold President Trump's executive order that would end support for institutions that provide gender-affirming care for transgender youth. The Justice Department's formally asked a court to dismiss corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Mike Kempen reports that's prompted seven resignations.
Hagen, Scotton, and the other prosecutors in the case were suspended with pay on Thursday by Acting Deputy U.S. Attorney General Emil Beauvais. President Trump says he has questions about the prosecutors' actions.
It looked to me to be very political. But why didn't they bring this up like 4 or 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago?
I'm Mike Kempen.
In Los Angeles, ASAP Rocky's felony assault trial has gone to the jury. This is AP News. The idea of Canada as the 51st state getting eye rolls at Niagara Falls.
Shannon Robinson from Milton, Ontario, thinks the Trump idea of a 51st state is bold, offensive, and ignorant.
He can say what he wants, and it's actually bringing Canadians together right now.
In some instances, that togetherness involves booing the U.S. national anthem at sporting events. Falls visitor Joseph Sullivan from Louisiana says the president is creating chaos.
You're telling them you own their property, and they've been there all their lives, you know? So, and that's kind of harsh in my book.
Robinson says the U.S. and Canada are allies.
We love you guys.
Proud of the amicable relationship, but
we're also proud to be distinct.
Energy Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says he doesn't think Canadians find talk of annexation funny anymore. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.